Lord, you know not the day when the Lord shall call your soul away. Good riding, striving for the ride, you shall wear a robe and crown. Watching, therefore, you know not the day when the Lord shall call your soul away. Good riding, striving for the ride, you shall wear a robe and crown.
I'm gonna wear a 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 crown.
With
the trumpet sound.
With the trumpet sound.
With the trumpet sound.
I'm gonna wear a crown.
I'm gonna wear a crown.
I'm gonna wear a crown.
Look as soon as the beat sets, I am gonna lay down the heavy burden. Gonna put on the Roman glory. Gonna shout till the light. We shall wear a robe and crown. Watch ye, therefore, you know not the day when the Lord shall call your soul away. If you're striving, striving for the right, we shall wear a robe and crown.
I'm gonna wear a crown.
I'm gonna wear a crown.
Crown.
I'm gonna wear a crown. When the trumpet sounds, when the trumpet sounds, I'm gonna wear a crown. I'm gonna wear a crown. Just as soon as the feet touch Zion, gonna lay down the heavy burden. Gonna put on the Roman glory. Gonna shout and tell the Bible story. We shall wear a robe.
And I believe in that promise. Believe in the Lord above and all that He is. Hope everyone's doing well this morning. I just want to welcome everybody. Just welcome everyone watching online too to First Pentecostal in Villa Rica. We were expecting a mighty move from God this morning, and God is great, isn't He? What a beautiful, beautiful day the Lord's given us this day. Just love seeing y'all. Everybody looks like you're mighty pretty and just ready for service this morning. Let's all stand, if you will. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Those of you that can stand, we just know that God knows. You know, there's a lot of prayer requests, a lot of needs, a lot of situations going forth. You know, God knows each and every one. And I was listening to something this morning, and it kind of struck me. And, you know, there's things we can say. There are things you can, you know, dress up as pretty as you can. You know, God sees the inside. He knows our needs. He knows the journey we're on. Matter of fact, He knows that we're going to be facing. And as we release everything to the Lord this morning, I just want to ask y'all if, in faith, that we all just agree how great God is and He's going to take care of each and every situation. If you have a prayer request this morning, just show by the raising of your hand. And for a testimony, let's go ahead and raise that other hand and just praise the Lord this morning. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, God, we just love and praise You. Lord, we thank You for this day. Dear Lord, we thank You for Your love, Your mercy, and Your grace. Dear Lord, we just praise Your holy name. Dear Lord, we just thank You for allowing us to gather together in Your house and in Your mighty name. Dear Lord, we love You. Dear Lord, we praise You. Dear Lord, we honor You. Dear Lord, there's so many things going through our mind right now, dear Lord, as we just bring into remembrance each and every time You've stepped in our defense and our protection, dear Lord, and You've provided for each and every one of us. Lord, I thank You for this church family, dear Lord. They're such a wonderful people, just a wonderful congregation, dear Lord. I thank You for our pastor and his family, Lord, for each and every ministry that You've brought forth out of this congregation. But, dear Lord, we want to praise You. We want to honor You. Lord, thank You for healing, dear Lord. Thank You for providing, dear Lord. Thank You for protection, dear Lord. But most of all, dear Lord, thank You for that wonderful, precious blood that You shed for us. And, dear Lord, we love You. Lord, we praise You. Dear Lord, we thank You for salvation. Lord, we thank You that we know without a shadow of a doubt that, Lord, that we're going to heaven one day when You call us home. But, dear Lord, now as we pray, dear Lord, You saw the hands that were raised. Dear Lord, You know each and every situation that's going on in our families, our homes, and our personal life. Lord, we're praying for them now. Lord, we're lifting them up to You. Dear Lord, we're thanking you for your already answering these prayers. But, dear Lord, we're bringing forth those that are sick, those that are shut in, those that aren't able to be with us this morning, dear Lord. We ask you to put the hands of protection, dear Lord, on those traveling, dear Lord, on those that in need. Dear Lord, we love and we praise you. Dear Lord, we just love you. We thank you for another day. Dear Lord, most of all, dear Lord, for your promise to us, dear Lord, by faith. Dear Lord, we know who you are and what you are. Dear Lord, we just praise you this morning. Again, dear Lord, we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen, amen. Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Praise God, praise God. Love y'all. While you're standing, if you will, turn to page 212. Keep on the firing line. I hadn't had a chance to tell them in the back or those up here. I just love them being able just to put up with me this morning. We get through and they can put a song up there real quick on the screen. But there's a lot of journeys we're going through, but we're going to stay on that firing line, right? Amen, amen. Keep on the firing line.
Yeah.
for church this morning? You want to praise the Lord and just thank Him. Praise God. Amen. Yes, sir, brother. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. That's what we do. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Brother, we just need you to write all that down. That was just perfect. That's exactly what we'll do. Just praise the Lord and just thank you for His many blessings. Praise God. I know there's a lot of praise reports. I see some here this morning. I saw them at the doctor's office. I guess it was Friday morning. Yeah, I know we're getting good reports. I know that God's working right now, isn't He? He has worked. Amen. Is great, and He's an on-time God too, isn't He? Amen, amen, amen. We're going to go ahead and get ready, take up the morning offering. I have one announcement that we're starting to do now. Don't forget, mark your calendar for January 27th. That's Friday. It's our quarterly business meeting. It'll also be our financial meeting this year, so make plans to come. It'll be over in the Curtis Center, so just make plans. Mark it on your calendar. That's the only... Wait a minute. Choir practice tonight at 5 p.m. Here another. Yes. Oh, yes. Praise the Lord. It's a wonderful ministry. Wonderful ministry. Those in need. Brother Jim, it's good to have you back with us. Let you go ahead and ask the Lord just to bless our offerings.
Have you ever stared down a mountain too tall to climb? No way to get over, no matter how hard you try. But somehow the Lord got you to the other side. Can I get a witness? Have you stood on the bank of a Red Sea wrestling doubts? 'Cause it's too far to swim and too wide to get around. But the good Lord brought you through walking on dry ground. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Can I get a hand raised high? Can I get a witness? Anybody want to testify? If you cried out for a miracle and you've seen it through the impossible, can I get a witness? Are you standing in a fire and the flames won't let you go? You're still holding on to a single thread of hope that the Lord can deliver, and you won't even smell like smoke. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Can I get a hand raised high? Can I get a witness? Anybody want to testify? If you cried out for a miracle and you've seen it for the impossible, can I get a witness?
If you can't stay silent, if you can't keep quiet, here's your chance, church. Here's your chance.
Can I get a witness?
Go on and raise your hand.
Can I get a witness?
Can I get a witness?
Can I get a witness? Can I get a hand raised high? Can I get a witness? Anybody wanna testify?
If you cried out for a miracle and you've seen it do the impossible,
can I get a witness? Can I get a witness?
I think we need to sing another part of that, because if you've ever cried out for a miracle, I know there's people in this church today that need miracles, whether it be physical, spiritual, financial, whatever it is, God is here to meet the need. All we have to do is reach out and call on His name. Can I get a witness today if God has ever done anything for you today? Hallelujah.
Are you standing in a fire and the flames won't let you go? But you're still holding on to a single thread of hope that the Lord can deliver, and you won't even smell like smoke. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Can I get a hand?
it above the shadow.
Lift me up,
me up.
Oh, let me stand.
Let me stand
on the mountain,
on the mountain tops of glory.
Let me dwell,
let me dwell.
Let me dwell.
One more time.
Lift me up above the shadows.
Lift me up
and let me stay
on the mountaintops
of glory.
Let me dwell in Beulah Land. Sweet Beulah Land, we'll give Lord praise this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, God is good. Amen. Glory to God. Gee. Hallelujah. Praise God. Feel the Spirit of the Lord this morning, don't you? How many knows that I am addicted to the Spirit of the Lord? Can't go a day without it. Sometimes I can't even go minute to minute without it. But I always found him there. Amen. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Here's my cup, fill it up, make me whole. You want to be full this morning? Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Here's my cup, fill it up. Make me whole. Do you mean that this morning? Take my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Here's my cup, fill it up, make me whole. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Fill me up, Lord. Fill me to the brim and running over with your Spirit, your righteousness, your abounding love. If you have your Bibles this morning, go with us to the book of Proverbs, the 27th chapter. Of the writings of Solomon. Proverbs 27, verse number 7. The writer says, the full soul loatheth an honeycomb, but to the hungry, every bitter thing is sweet. The full soul loatheth or treads underfoot a honeycomb. But to the hungry, everybody say to the hungry. To the hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet. Heavenly Father, God, how we love you and how we thank you, God, for your presence, for your Spirit, for your anointing, for the testimonies of healing and praise that we have already heard this morning. God, we know that you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask or even think. And Father, I pray, God, that you would just rain down that heavenly manna upon us right now. God, touch every soul in this building this morning. Every need, God, you're able to supply. And Father, I humbly ask that you would be with this vessel this morning. God, anoint these lips, anoint this tongue, God, to speak only that you would have us to speak. Father, that we may hear your word, that we may obey your word, be submissive and obedient to it. And Father, we'll give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. God bless you. If you love the Lord this morning, let him know it with a hand clap of praise. You may be seated. This morning I want to bring a message entitled, The Hungry Soul. The Hungry Soul. I've read where many scholars have discussed at great length this particular proverb and this particular verse about the observance of Solomon. There's been a lot of thoughts and a lot of analytical talking and I guess back and forth to exactly what Solomon was referring to, but if you read the book of Proverbs, it is merely a combination or a collection of observances that Solomon had witnessed in his lifetime. We find that he was a very observant person. We find that not only was he pleasing unto God and prayed one of the most wonderful prayers that has ever been recorded in the Word of God. It pleased God so much that God not only answered his prayer, but he gave him over and above what he even asked for or expected. But Solomon had the distinct ability to look and to observe nature and people and then begin to write them into a compilation of what we refer to as Proverbs. And here he witnessed that there was something unusual about the situation who made him to say that the full soul treads over the sweet thing, treads over the honeycomb. History tells us that many journeyers would travel through in and around the mountains, and honeycombs were very abundant, and then many times they were built in the rocks, in the crevices of rocks, or even in the trees. And when strangers would walk through, if they were hungry, they would search out these little cubby holes of honeycomb. But to the stranger who was full, he walked right past them. Let tread right over them. Because he did not need anything. He did not desire anything because his soul was not hungry. And I think that that was more than just a mere observance. I believe that basically it was something that Solomon had witnessed in life. But however, I think there's a spiritual discernment for us to be able to glean from that particular verse this morning and hopefully apply it to our life. Basically, I never want to get to a point where I'm not hungry for God. I never want to reach a point in my life where I think that I don't have to pray or I don't have to seek God's word or ask him to help me through this day. I've been dependent on God for a number of years and I don't plan to stop being dependent on him. The sooner we begin to put faith in ourselves or our ability, the less God has the opportunity to lead us and guide us and therefore bless us. So the analogy of the full soul, we could liken that to people today who do not desire nor want a walk with God. Their lives, their heart, their soul is so filled with the delicacies of this life, the cares, the pleasures, the desires of the world, that they don't see a need or want a need or desire a need to have any room for God in their life. Oh, yeah, they'll call on God when there is a need that arises in their life. They'll call the church. They'll request prayer. Amen. If there's a situation that has arisen, if affliction or sickness. But I'm not talking about our church body right now. I'm talking about the general public in the world today. They're not hungry for God. They're not hungry for a move of God. I recall generations that would pray for a move of God, whether it be in their church or another community, just a move of God. I remember our grandmother praying for a move of God. And when you're praying for a move of God, basically what you're saying is, God, move those desires out of my heart. Move those obstacles away from me and let there be no room except for your glory and your praise, amen, and your statutes and your precepts and your commandments.
I'm wondering today if the world, and you know what, I'm going to break it down a little bit. I'm wondering if the church world really wants a move of God. Have we become so satisfied with the delicacies of going to church, worshiping God in spirit and in truth, praising Him and worshiping Him, and all of that is good. All of that is wonderful. God honors and loves and inhabits the praise of His people. But do we really desire a move of God? Are we really hungry spiritually for God to have His way in our church, for God to have His way in our life, for God to have His way in our family, and finally for God to have His way in our nation? Then we must be hungry. We must not be easily satisfied with the things that the flesh desires. And I'll give you a very little simple antidote to having a move of God. And it doesn't set well with flesh. First thing you got to do is get your flesh under subjection. You've got to let yourself know that if you're a child of God, the spiritual move of God is greater than anything the flesh could ever experience in this life. You got to be so hungry for a move of God, it doesn't matter which song they sing in the red book. If it's talking about God, if it's talking about the blood of Jesus, if it's talking about His righteousness, if it's talking about I will praise Him, it doesn't matter. Amen. When you're hungry, you just want the opportunity to lift up the name of Jesus to the highest about of your possibility, to glorify Him and to praise Him. When a nation is hungry, man, when a nation is hungry, it doesn't take near as much to satisfy their life. America, we're spoiled. Spoiled. We have so much. And if something is even hinted that it's going to be taken away, we get all upset. We fail to thank Him for what we have. We fuss at Him for what is taken away. I remember reading a story in the Bible about a man named Job. Devil came to him. Let me tell you something. Don't you think that devil only hits people that ain't serving God? He ain't worried about them. They're already doing things that he's pleased with. But once you make a statement, once you make a stand, once you step out on faith for God, you better look out. Satan's going to be after you. He's going to bring everything he can. But I'm telling you, greater is He that is within me than anything he can bring against me. So Job was tested and tried by Satan. But you know what? He couldn't take the joy that he had in his soul. He couldn't take the hunger away from him. Job said, I can get by without my cattle. I can get by without my house. I can get by without my wealth. But you can't take the joy. You can't take the hunger. You can't take the peace that only comes from a relationship with God. America, let's get our priorities straight. Once again, we're in a mentality of we've got so many rooms in our house to clean, when there's one out there that would be thankful for a one-room shack with a roof over their head. Because they're hungry. They ain't got to have the finest. They ain't got to have the general heat and electric and all of that. They just need a roof over their head. And if they got that roof over their head, they would be giving thanks unto God. Now, I know that's a materialistic objective, but there's spiritual folks that are so blessed. You ain't got to worry about where you're going to sleep tonight.
You got to worry about what you're going to eat when you get home. Or it may not be exactly what you want. It's amazing how we'll stand in front of the refrigerator. And you couldn't put another bottle of milk in there if you tried. And honey, we ain't got a thing in the house to eat. It's because you're not hungry. Not hungry. You're not hungry. I said, you're not hungry. You're hungry, you're going to grab the first things in that refrigerator. Glory. We just had a mediocre service today. You ain't hungry. I can't believe they sung that same song and you ain't hungry. How many times that preacher going to preach that same mess? You ain't hungry. Come on, church. My Lord, listen. When we're hungry, it doesn't matter. When we come into the house of God, we lay aside every weight. We lay aside every situation that comes against us. We open up our heart. We open up our mind. We open up our cup. Fill me up, Lord. Fill me up till I can't even take anymore. Not only fill me up to running over. Hallelujah. Full soul loatheth honeycomb. You ever seen anybody just can't eat no more? Just can't eat no more. They'll rear back in their chair and they'll undo their belt. I don't know about you, but I thank God for stretchy pants. That's an answer to prayer, whoever invented stretchy pants. Got them little waistbands that give when you eat too much. That's nice. That's nice. Oh, you know, Brother Eddie, have a piece of strawberry shortcake. Oh, no, I can't take no more. Man, but when you're hungry, when you're hungry, Pastor, you better watch your mouth. You're going to get in trouble. Holy Ghost anointing touched me from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. Oh, I've had enough church this week. I think I can skip one or two. But when you're hungry, what a difference it makes when you're hungry. Somebody said, read from Genesis. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Somebody said, read from St. John. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody said, read from Revelation. No, thank you. That's the scary book. But when you're hungry, I said, when you're hungry, well, let me tell you, I used to get in trouble back when they had the buffet lines. I never could get to the end of the line and still have any room on my, glory to God. I couldn't even get halfway down the buffet. My plate was full and running over. Glory to God. I'd love to see it. You couldn't even get past the third pew until your hands were up in the air. Glorifying, praising the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to serve you. Thank you, God, to come into the house of God and be fed and be healed and be strengthened by your power. You want to see a move of God? Show me some hungry people. Show me some hungry people. Not as satisfied with the status quo. Is it not really satisfied? Used to sing a song, is my Lord truly satisfied with me? Amen. Sometimes we're satisfied with just a little from God. I want the deepness of God's word. I want a relationship like Abraham had. That's my friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. But what are we, a friend to Jesus? Does Jesus have a friend in us? You see, the hungry soul didn't even request the honeycomb. It didn't request the sweetness. It didn't request the delicacies that is so good to the taste buds. You know what I'm talking about?
Is there things that sometimes, you just be honest with me, sometimes you can just think about it and your mouth waters?
Are you doing it now?
Some of those things that are so delicious. And you know, you just think about them and man, you just wish you had one. The hungry soul, no, I'm not even asking for that. I'm not desiring the delicacies, the richness. Because if you're hungry enough, according to the Word of God, even the bitter thing is sweet. Think it not strange concerning the fiery trials which are to try us. That's not a strange thing. Trials came against the prophets. Trials came against Jesus. But you know what? They were so hungry. They took the bitterness and made it sweet. I can assure you, I've read things in the Bible I had a hard time swallowing. Well, because the flesh says, I don't know about that. I think I want that. Let me flip back over to Psalms. I like that part. I like that part where Jesus won't leave us. He'll never forsake us. And I like that part where He hears us and He reaches out to us. And I don't like that part says you got to sacrifice. And I don't like that part you got to pray. And I don't like that part you got to say, come out from among the world and be a separate and a chosen and a peculiar people. But let me tell you, those that are hungry will in fact see a move of God. America, get hungry again. You know, what we look at is maybe a bad situation. Maybe in the eyes of God, it is needful to get America hungry again. And you know, I'm not talking about not finding the food on the shelves or anything like that. That's just another topic for another day. But I'm talking about a spiritual awakening. When you can't depend on anything else except God's mercy. When you don't desire anything else except God's righteousness. When you don't even care about any other relationship more than the relationship that you have with Jesus Christ. I can't go a day. I can't go an hour. I can't go a moment without Jesus Christ leading me and guiding me. I'm so hungry. Move of God. God, speak to me, not just on Sunday morning. God, I need you to speak to me on Monday and Tuesday and all through the week. God, I need you to be with me on every trip I take. God, I need you to guide me on every decision I make. God, help me. Help me to be the man that you would have me to be. Help me to be the leader that you would have me to be. God, because I can't do it without you. I'm hungry. Hungry. When you're hungry, even the bitter thing, you won't fuss about it. Say, God, there's not a trial, there's not a problem, there's not an issue too big for you. And God, right now, in the name of Jesus, I give it to you. I release it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We sat up here the other night when we was praying for someone, and I said, you know what? Walt Mills saying this, I ain't got time for you, Davil. I ain't got time for him. Man, he's about as aggravating as one of them robocalls. I picked that phone up. I ain't got time for you. And I hate it when I pick the phone up and I say, hello, and nobody says nothing. You don't want to talk to me. If you want to talk to me, you better start. I'll hang up on you. Satan, I'll hang up on you. When you come telling me I'm too tired, I'll hang up on you. When you come telling me you're not blessed, I'll hang up on you. When you come telling me you don't have to do that, I'll hang up on you every single time. Because I ain't got time for you, Satan. I ain't got time for the cares of this world. I haven't got time for the delicacies. I need the spiritual meat of God's holy and precious word. That's what sustains me. Hallelujah. That's what strengthens me. Never want to get to a point where I feel like I'm too full to listen to God. Or too full to open up the Word of God. I don't care if I've read it for 400 times.
it's still a blessing. Make me hungry, Lord. Make me desirous of your will. A full soul is filled with the cares of this world. A hungry soul can't get enough of the word. So can't get enough of it. Glory to God. You know, you get to a point with natural food and you think you can't get enough of it, but sooner or later you do. I mean, it can be the best food in the world. I have learned one thing. I need to control what goes in my mouth. Not just gobble it down like I'm fighting fire. We have had several opportunities to go to the top of the river. One of God's holy places. Surely you feel the anointing when you walk into that. And the service is great, but the food is immaculate. Food is immaculate. So Pina and I used to order entree each, and we'd order all of the appetizers that go with it. Finally, they brought the entree. Man, we've done about full, so we've learned we just share an entree now. And it works better because when I leave now, I don't actually have to put the seat back to reach the steering wheel. Not only do I not have to do that, but I can actually drive home and breathe. You know, there's been times I couldn't do that. I'm thinking, we'll never get back. It's going to be 6 months before we have another church event. Go to Rock River. I'm going to get all I can get now. But you know what? I find that I get hungry again. Get hungry again. And that's the way I am about coming to church. I get hungry. I get hungry to see God bless you. I'm not selfish. I don't want God just to only bless me. I get a blessing watching Him bless you. I get a blessing in the songs. I get a blessing in the testimonies. I get a blessing in seeing your face. He said, brother, you can get blessed with anything. I do. Because I'm hungry for God. Hungry for God to bless you in your life. I'm hungry for God to sustain. I'm hungry for God to move in not only this church, but worldwide. If we're hungry, God will do His part. Psalms 107 and 9. Let's go back up to verse number 5. Psalms 107, beginning with verse number 5. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them out of their distresses. And He led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. For He satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Fill my cup, Lord. Fill it up, Lord. With your goodness, your righteousness, your love. Matthew 5 and 6, the words of Jesus. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. There's a song that we used to sing. We may have sung it here. It said, come and dine. The master calleth, come and dine. Signifying that the spiritual table is spread with blessings and anointings and gifts and all of the spiritual food that you could ever imagine. But you have to make the point of coming and dining at the master's table. If you're hungry, you will seek out the Word of God. If you're hungry for the Word of God, when you open your Bible and begin to read, God will satisfy you. That satisfying of that longing heart that you need God more than anything else in this world. Church, let's get hungry for a move of God. Let's get hungry for souls to be won. Let's get hungry for people to be healed. And you say, well, Brother Eddie, we pray for them. Yeah, but let's pray till they're healed. Let's pray till they're delivered. Because in the healing And the deliverance of affliction brings forth faith, not only to the person who has just been healed, but to the body of church. It builds my faith when someone stands and gives praise unto God for touching him and being with him and healing him and strengthening him through his surgeries. That builds up the faith of the church. I'll leave you with this. Aren't we a hungry church? Are we a satisfied church? Or are we hungry? Hungry for a move of God. Hungry for every soul that enters these doors, feels the power of God, feels the love, and feels the anointing of the Lord Jesus Christ. Even before the song is sung, even before the word is preached, I want this house to be so full of the power of God as it was when the tabernacle was dedicated and the Spirit of the Lord came in and it just completely filled the tabernacle. So much so that the ministers, the priests, could not even minister to the congregation because the power of the Lord was so thick. Glory to God. I long for that. But we won't see it unless we're hungry enough. We want revival, you need to be hungry for it. You want growth, we need to be hungry for it. You want your family saved, we need to be hungry for it. Hungriness, when hungriness becomes a priority in our spiritual walk with God, God will certainly fill us. Amen. Would you stand? Every head bowed, every eye closed. As we sing that verse again, fill my cup, Lord, I want you to sing it, and I want you to mean it spiritually. Because what you're saying is, Lord, I want to be filled up with your goodness, your righteousness, your mercy, and your love, your amazing grace. I want it so full that it bubbles out on other people. I want it so full, amen, that, you know, even if I'm going and experiencing bitterness or trials or whatever, I'm still going to know about the sweetness of God. Amen. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Here's my cup, fill it up and make me whole. If you really mean that, sing with me. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Here's my cup, fill it up and make me whole. While every head is bowed, every eye closed, every saint of God is praying, this altar is open. If you need help, if you need you need to just rededicate your life to God, this altar is open. Whatever the need may be, bring it to the Lord this morning. Come with a hungry soul, and I will assure you that God will fill that desire that you have in your spirit. Hallelujah. If others may be coming, let's pray. Some of you elders come and gather around. Let's pray for these needs this morning.
Fill my cup, Lord.
Mentors in Florida, and Sister Lee was diagnosed with leukemia. Well, she got over it, was back. They said she wasn't going to make it. They don't want to call hospice in and everything. Brother Lee, no, he wouldn't do it. Well, Sister Lee's eating now on her own, and she is doing good.
Yes.
God, you're so great. Nothing is impossible. Isn't God great?
Amen. Amen. Love His Word. Love the Lord. Thank you for your testimonies this morning. Thank you for your prayers. Just want to give God all the glory and all that's done. Yes. He does answer prayers. Amen. We're going to continue to pray for each and every situation, knowing that God is victorious. All hearts and minds clear. This altar is still open if you need. Yes, ma'am. Just to pray for the situations. Praise God. You know, I don't know what folks would do without the Lord when it comes to death and situations we face. We know a mighty God we serve. Praise the Lord. All hearts and minds clear again. Don't forget choir practice today at 5. Also, if you want to pick up a baby bottle, the wonderful ministry. I know we had one of the community services that helped with the sponsoring and other people took baby bottles. But all that change, it's a good place to put it. Just put it in the Lord's hands and let Him do His work. Praise God. Assist Him. He's going to do it without us. But we're going to just assist God. Praise God. All righty. With this prayer, we're going to be dismissed. But again, don't forget all the announcements and all the activities. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, God, we just love You. Lord, thank You for Your Word, dear Lord. Thank You for Your love for us. Lord, thank You for that hunger and that desire that we have to serve You, dear Lord. May You continue to guide us and lead us in each and everything that we do. May You be our guide in each and every day that we may not take a step without You. Lord, as we prepare to close, dear Lord, we ask You to keep us safe. Bring us back at our appointed time. For those that we've had a chance to visit with this morning that we haven't seen in a while, thank You for the healings. and the praise, dear Lord. And we just want to give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.